Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Higher objective is to make sure they get back to work, and so do all the other union members, so we can get our customers moving safely and efficiently again.
A Delaware animal shelter is trying to care for and rehome thousands of chicks that survived being left in a postal service truck for 3 days. Trapped without food and water, 12,000 chicks were abandoned and thousands died before they were discovered. Questions now as to how that happened. The USPS says it's aware of a process breakdown and is actively investigating. At the Cannes Film Festival Monday, Denzel Washington was surprised with an honorary Palme d'Or. This is ABC News. The Trump administration is preparing to settle a lawsuit brought by the family of Ashley Babbitt, the woman who was shot and killed by a policeman during the riot at the U.S. Capitol January 6th. But the deal striking a chord with law enforcement, ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
In a statement, the U.S. Capitol Police Chief says he is extremely disappointed by the news of the settlement. Chief Tom Manger notes that more than 4 years ago, the Justice Department cleared the officer who fired the deadly shot that killed Ashley Babbitt. Manger says the roughly $5 million government payment, quote, sends a chilling message to law enforcement nationwide.
New Jersey's top federal prosecutor announced she is charging Democratic Representative LaMonica McIver with assault after a skirmish with federal officers outside an immigration detention center last week. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy responding to the charges on X, formerly Twitter, writing, "It is outrageous for a congresswoman to be criminally charged for exercising her lawful duty to visit a detention site in her own district." Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
For today, a high of 52, windy and cool with rain, heavy amounts possible, 1.5 to 2 inches possible today, and east winds could be 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, blustery with occasional showers, a low of 44, and again, east to northeast winds 15 to 25, tapering off to 10 to 15. Wednesday, dreary with off and on light rain and drizzle, a high of 53. Wednesday night, any drizzle ending, mostly cloudy and a low of 43. Thursday, partly sunny, not as cool, maybe some stray sprinkles and a high of 62. Friday, partly sunny and a high of 62. South to southeast winds right now up to 4 to 5 miles per hour. We have received 4/10 of an inch of rain since it began early this morning. And right now, after a midnight reading of 48 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 44 degrees. So I guess we settle in for what appears to be a rainy stretch now over the next 24 hours or so. And we can use it, right? Some beneficial rain happening right now. As we officially begin the broadcast day on WRCO, today is Tuesday, May 20th.
Peace. beyond the river that we call the sweet forever. And we only reach that shore by fate's decree. One by one we'll gain the portals there to dwell with the immortals. When they ring those golden bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? It's the glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me, we shall know no sin or sorrow in that haven of tomorrow, when our bark shall sail beyond the silver sea. We shall only know the blessing of our Father's sweet caressing, when they ring those golden bells for you and me. Don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? 'Tis the glory, hallelujah. Far off, sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me.
The Hee-Haw Gospel Quartet, When They Ring Those Golden Bells. Before that, a national anthem performed by Lee Greenwood. Here we are, together again with the Light in the Milk House Show. Phil Nee with you. A little thunder kind of rose me from my slumber early this morning. I thought, yep, okay, it's coming up. People were asking me yesterday, when's it going to start? When's the rain going to start? And I'm always kind of hesitant to say that because sometimes it doesn't happen as soon as what we would like, what we think, what we hear. But it did. It started earlier than what I thought it was going to. And so here we are. A little rain this morning, just over 0.4 of an inch here at the WRCO studios. And we're at 44 degrees. I guess let it rain. Get things going there in Sextonville. Get all my little plants watered well so I don't have to go out with my little water can for a couple of days anyway. Let's start our chores today on a Tuesday.
Many months have come and gone since I wandered from my home in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I have learned, yet I feel like in those hills I still belong. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. But as I sit here today, many miles I am away from the place I rode my pony through the draw, where the oak and blackjack trees kiss the playful prairie breeze in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, nation. The cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Turn life a page to the land of the great Osage in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Where the black oil rolls and flows and the snow white cotton grows in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. In the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Some say I'm a clown, but till you've tried my way of life, don't ever put it down. And if it feels good, do it. If it hurts, just let it lie. Now there's no mystery to it, just a better way to look at life. Some worry about growing old, but that don't bother me. Old age is one thing I hope that I live long enough to see. Forget your disappointments, pretend they wasn't there, but when they pass out of happiness, be sure you get your share. And if it feels good, do it. If it hurts, just let it lie. Now there's no mystery to it, just a better way.
Dudley and WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show with some advice for you. It's 5:14, Tuesday, May 20th. A reminder, a Red Cross blood drive will be held from 9 until 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org. The Hildebrand Memorial Library Boscobel Board of Trustees will be meeting in the club room tonight. That starts at 6 p.m. Families of current fifth grade students who attend Richland Center Intermediate School and St. Mary's can attend a short informational meeting at 5:30 today at the RCIS gym. This meeting will help you to know what beginning band will look like, as well as help you learn how to obtain an instrument for your child. Reminders from our community calendar today.
At 5 o'clock, she knows I'll soon be home. She don't worry about me running round. 'Cause all of my good times are waiting right there for me. And she knows where I'll be when the sun goes down. I'll be beside her, 'cause I'm not just her lover, I'm her friend. Our love keeps getting better, and I'll gladly spend forever standing by the woman who stands by her man.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
But this past Wednesday's sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, replacement calves were much higher, with slaughter cows being steady. Holstein bull calves sold from $8.50 to $10.50. Beef crossbred calves, $10.70 to $13.60. Slaughter cows sold from $110 to $135. Thinner, questionable health cows lower. We had some 700-pound Holstein feeder heifers, and they ranged from $185 to $212.50. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, June 6th. We anticipate the feeder cattle market to remain strong due to the tariffs and the ban on cattle being imported from Mexico. Contact Darren, Colin, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
An update on sports today is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. High school baseball, it was a win for Ithaca over North Crawford. Final score, 10-7. Seneca was a winner against Weston, 7-5. Wazika Steuben edged Kickapoo, 7-6. It was Highland, 14, Riverdale, 4. It was a victory for, Dodgeville, 5-4 over New Glarus. And Lafarge shut out DeSoto, 3-0. Bangor, 11, Cashton, 1. Broadhead Judas, 7-4 in their victory against Clinton. And in girls softball, it was Ithaca over North Crawford, 15-4. A victory for Seneca, 21-2 over Weston. Wazika Steuben shut out Kickapoo, 10-0. DeSoto, 12-2 over Lafarge. Hillsboro, 15, Royal, 2. Southwestern, 18-0 over Boscobel. Lancaster, 8. River Valley, 5. Mineral Point, 13-6 over Iowa Grant. Potosi Cassville got the win against Pecatonica, 7-1. Wisconsin Dells, 18-3 over Partyville. On the state scene, William Contreras went 4-for-4 and hit a tie-breaking two-out single in the eighth inning as the Milwaukee Brewers won 5-4 last night to hand the Baltimore Orioles their seventh consecutive loss. The Orioles erased a three-run deficit but still fell to 0-3 since firing manager Brandon Hyde. Also from baseball yesterday, a few Monday games were scheduled. Interleague play, Boston 3-1 over the Mets, St. Louis 11 and Detroit 4, Kansas City 3-1 over San Francisco. Cleveland at Minnesota suspended last night. Houston 4-3 over Tampa Bay, Seattle 5, the White Sox 1, and the Angels 4-3 over the Athletics. From the National League, Cincinnati 7-1 over Pittsburgh. Miami beat the Cubs 8-7. Philadelphia 9, Colorado 3. Arizona 9-5 over the Dodgers. That's a look at sports.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it!
It is currently 43 degrees, and that rain keeps on keeping on. We're sneaking up toward a half inch, 47 one-hundredths of an inch right now, and we're headed toward a high of 52 a little bit later on today. It's time for us to do the aerobic polka, the favorite time of the morning on the Milkow Show. It is powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Fenimore.
All righty then. It's been a while since we've kicked it over to the plain hot shots. A few days anyway.
Boy, that Yoan girl sure makes that big old tuba talk, don't he? He was telling me the other day that he got the new car with bucket seats. And he says the only thing wrong with bucket seats is that not everybody has the same size bucket.
We'll be right back.
Oh, there you go. The old plain hot shot. So that was an appropriate title. The Rain Polka here on the Milk House Show. Here's Bobby Bear with Skeeter Davis.
I guess I'd better try again to straighten up my tie again before I leave.
The party's over, the laughter's died. There's no one in this room but you and me.
Though your lips are honey sweet, and you're so close that I can feel your heartbeat.
Tears will fill somebody's eyes if we don't make it home before the sunrise.
Guess I'd better turn and go. If there's one thing that you should know, babe, you're the one.
It's not that I don't want you to, 'cause you know that you could stay until the dawn.
When daylight is breaking, we're not home whenever they awaken.
Still waiting for them to make that movie, The Life and Times of Phil Nee, but it would be hard to find someone, you know, to play me. It really would be. I mean, Robert Redford's getting too old, but nonetheless, and then a big rooster to play Speckled Pete, my pet rooster. I don't know. It'd be hard to find one and train him that well. Nonetheless, It is 47 one-hundredths in the rain gauge right now, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. And we're at 43 degrees, the overnight low at 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs. Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. More states continue to request permission to make changes to the SNAP program. Brownfield's Kellen Havakin has more from the Ag Secretary's stop in Nebraska on Monday.
Brooke Rollins says several states have already submitted waivers to USDA, and the agency is beginning to approve them as pilot programs.
That will allow a state to test restrictions, evaluate those outcomes, and better inform public policy.
She says the goal is to ensure that funds are being used to make sure families have access to healthy foods.
But we've got to do better. We've got to be smarter. We've got to make sure that taxpayers are being well represented and that that money is being spent appropriately. And I think this is a big first step in that.
On Monday, Nebraska became the first state to receive approval from USDA. Reporting from Eastern Nebraska, I'm Kellen Havakin for Brownfield.
Milk from Wisconsin dairy farms will be tested for avian influenza virus soon as part of the National Milk Testing Plan. Ag Secretary Randy Rominski says as part of the National Milk Testing Strategy, mandatory milk samples will be collected.
We're going to be working with partners where we're going to get one sample obtained per dairy farm each month. That's going to be tested at Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Lab.
Rominski says Wisconsin's testing program utilizes many existing resources.
We've found a way to not have those samples be collected by a new person who's going to be going onto farms. So obviously this recognizes biosecurity needs. It'll be pulled as part of a general practice.
And he says
Wisconsin has more dairy farms than any other state, and we've got a whole lot of processors as well. So doing it at the silos was going to be cumbersome for collection. Since that time, we've evolved to this current situation, which is going through the milk testing labs.
Cattle supplies are expected to get even tighter following the USDA's suspension of live cattle imports from Mexico due to the threat of New World screwworm. Charlie Martinez, ag economist at the University of Tennessee, says the overall impact will depend on the length of the ban.
5 to 7% of placements or receipts that are occurring are based off of these Mexican cattle.
U.S. corn and soybean planting remained on the fast track over the past week. The USDA says 78% of corn is planted and 66% of soybeans nationally. Dry weather helped spur planting and emergence across Wisconsin last week. USDA says 76% of the state's corn is now planted, with 23% emerged. Soybeans are 66% planted and 19% emerged. Oats are 83% planted, 48% emerged, and condition is rated 84% good to excellent. 84% of Wisconsin's potatoes are planted, while 6% of wheat fields are headed, and wheat condition increased to 66% good to excellent. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune on Timstock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a good sale and hay was higher. Large squares topped at $240 a ton and large rounds at $100 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Lifetime collection of beer advertising. Online only auction ending May 28th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Sale includes Wildlife Series, deer antlers, Jim Beam decanters, and much more. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle trade was quiet and cash talks slow sharply higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade had a typically quiet start to the week. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Show lists are mixed, about steady in Nebraska, Colorado, but lower in Kansas and Texas. Look for significant trade volume to take place sometime Thursday or Friday. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, all classes of cattle were $5 to $10 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate. Quality range from plain to average. Calves were moderately fleshed. Medium and large one-feeder steer, 701 to 744 pounds, brought $304 to $330. Feeder steers, 900 to 942 pounds, brought 270.50 to 280.25. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 665 to 698 pounds, brought 289.50 to $308. Box beef closed higher with solid demand for light off, ranked choice up 232 at 354.81. Select closed $1.72 higher at 344.11. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, up 16,000 on the week and down more than 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors had to get aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move numbers. Demand continues to play a big role in the market. Overall, global demand for U.S. pork remains strong, and that's good news. With the pause in the trade rift with China, the industry is hoping to see a rebound in China's pork purchasing habits. Domestic demand could also see a boost with summer grilling season just around the corner. Paras and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 441 higher with a weighted average of 92.51. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed higher, up 97 cents at 101.09. Ribs, butts, loins, and picnics were all sharply higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, up 14,000 on the week and up about 1,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were higher and feeders were mixed ahead of the week's direct business and Friday's on feed numbers from the USDA. And lean hog futures closed mixed on spread adjustments. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the AgriAmerica streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the AgriAmerica podcast repository at agriamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were up modestly, keeping an eye on near-term planting delays. July beans were 3/4 higher at 1050 and 3/4. August was up 1.5 at 1047 and 3/4. July corn was 4 higher at 447 and a half, and September was up 6 3/4 at 428 and a quarter. Live cattle were higher and feeders were mixed at a widespread direct business and Fridays on feed numbers. June live was up 75 at 212.97. August was $1.17 higher at 207.92. August feeders were down 12 at 297.47. And adjusting spreads, June hogs were down $1.07 at 99.25. July was 60 lower at 103.57. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Farm groups make a case for conservation with the U.S. Senate Ag Committee. Next on Farm to Fork.
The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Several farm group representatives from the Midwest and the Mid-South tell the U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee they want more conservation, not less, in the next farm bill. Among those making the pitch, Gary Blair of Starkville, Mississippi, president of the National Association of Conservation Districts.
Our ability to achieve landscape-scale conservation goals relies on the voluntary cooperation of millions of farmers, ranchers, and forest stewards who manage these lands every day. They want to leave the land better than they found it, but they can't do it alone. They need timely, high-quality technical assistance and conservation programs like EQIP and CSP to keep their lands healthy and productive.
Those testifying made it clear they were worried about staff and funding cuts affecting USDA conservation programs. Chad Ellis, CEO of the Texas Agricultural Land Trust, says the country is literally continuing to lose ground.
In the last 5 years, we've seen over 18,000 farms and ranches lost in Texas. We are losing 49 acres a day of our working lands that are being basically converted into the last crop, the crop of concrete.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Milk from Wisconsin dairy farms will be tested for the avian influenza virus soon as part of the National Milk Testing Plan. Ag Secretary Randy Romanski says as part of the national milk testing strategy, mandatory milk samples will be collected.
We're going to be working with partners where we're going to get one sample obtained per dairy farm each month. That's going to be tested at Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Lab.
He says Wisconsin's testing program utilizes many existing resources.
We found a way to not have those samples be collected by a new person who's going to be going onto farms. So obviously this recognizes biosecurity needs. It'll be pulled as part of a general practice.
Romanski says milk silo testing was not the best option for Wisconsin.
Wisconsin has more dairy farms than any other state, and we've got a whole lot of processors as well. So doing it at the silos was going to be cumbersome for collection. Since that time, we've evolved to this current situation, which is going through the milk testing labs.
Romanski says now that Wisconsin and USDA have agreed to a testing strategy, he expects samples will be collected beginning this week. There have already been more than 6,000 tests for H5N1 in Wisconsin, and there have been no positive tests. Checking markets Monday, June Class 3 milk futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange down 15 cents to 19.23, July 21 lower at 19.15, August down 16 cents at 19.17, September through November contracts 13 to 20 cents lower Monday. Dry whey down a penny at 54 cents, blocks down 3 1/4 at 189 3/4, barrels down 2.5 cents to 185 1/2, butter unchanged at 234 1/4, and nonfat dry milk up 0.5 cent to 123. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today, windy and cool with rain. Heavy amounts of 1.5 to 2 inches could be possible. A high of 52 and east winds 15 to 30 and gusty. For tonight, blustery, occasional showers and a low of 44. Maybe some off and on rain showers again tomorrow and 53. So far, we have received 0.5 inch of rain. West winds are at 3 miles per hour and we're at our overnight low of 43 degrees. Tony will have more about the weather coming up in a few minutes. Susie Allinson on the Light in the Milk House Show.
Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. It's funny, honey, you don't care. You never listen to my prayer. Maybe, baby,
go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
May of 1941, the war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman, he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees. He find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
He hit the decks a running, boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The Hood found the Bismarck, and on that fatal day, the Bismarck started firing 15 miles away. We gotta sink the Bismarck, was the battle sound. But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty Hood went down. For 6 long days and weary nights, they tried to find her trail. Churchill told the people, put every ship a sail. Cause somewhere on that ocean, I know she's gotta be. We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea. They find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks a running, boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The fog was gone the seventh day, and they saw the morning sun. 10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck made its run. The admiral of the British fleet said, turn those bows around. We found that German battleship, and we're gonna cut her down. The British guns were aimed and the shells were coming fast. The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last. That mighty German battleship is just a memory. Sink the Bismarck was the battle cry that shook the seven seas. We found that German battleship of making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck a-running and we spun those guns around. Yeah, we found that mighty Bismarck and we had to cut her down. We found that German battleship of making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us. We hit the deck a-running and we spun those guns around.
We found that mighty Bismarck and then we cut her down.
Johnny Horton on the Mel Cow Show, and a little history lesson for you. Sink the Bismarck on WRCO Light in the Mel Cow's Show. If you're the main caregiver of a person living with dementia, you can join a Grace for a new how-to education series. Session gets underway, in fact, this afternoon, and you can attend online by using Microsoft Teams. To register, visit agrace.org/dementia. For questions, you can call 608-276-4660. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast is coming up Sunday, June 8th at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham, serving from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Guests will enjoy pancakes, sausage links, cheese curds, ice cream, and much more, all for just $5. Children 3 and under eat free, and the Kinshi Pedal Pool starts at 10 a.m. Parking is easy. Visitors are encouraged to park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and ride the free shuttle to the farm. It's a morning of food, fun, and community. Don't miss it. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast, coming up on Sunday, June 8th.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're in for some very wet and windy weather today, thanks to a low-pressure system swirling across Iowa, tracking eastward. Plenty of moisture being funneled north out ahead of it. Should bring us rain amounts upwards of a couple inches through tomorrow morning, tapering down just some scattered light showers throughout the day tomorrow. And of course, with this wind and rain, it's going to stay much cooler than normal, about 15 degrees colder than average, in fact. Things will improve a little bit late this week as high pressure moves in. We'll see more sunshine, lighter winds, and those temperatures inching upward a bit. And of course, with the high late May sun angle, when the sun is out, it will feel very comfortable. Right now, it looks like pretty dry conditions through the holiday weekend. Good news for those people camping or hitting the road. Well, here's that forecast for today. Windy and chilly with rain, heavy amounts of an inch and a half or 2 inches possible. High temperature in the low 50s, east wind 15 to 30 and gusty. Blustery tonight with occasional showers, low at 44. Tomorrow still dreary with off and on light rain or drizzle. High temperature near 53, wind northeast and north at 8 to 16. Wednesday night, any drizzle ending, mostly cloudy, low at 43. Thursday, partly sunny and not as cool, maybe some sprinkles. High temperature about 62. As we head into Friday, partly sunny, low 40, high 62. Saturday, dry and quiet with a mix of sun and clouds. Low 39, high up to 64. Sunday, partly cloudy and mild, low 42, high near 66. And Monday, partly sunny with a slight chance of a shower, low 44, high near 69. So again, today rain, most of the day quite windy and chilly. Be sure to bundle up and be safe out on the roadways. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Right now, 43 degrees. Yesterday's daytime high here at the studios during the afternoon went up to 59 degrees, so it stayed a fairly cool day. Also, record high set in 1972. It was 91 on May 20th. The record low established in 1954 at 29. Last year's high was 73 and the low 59. Sunset will happen at 8:24 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 5:32. Coming up for tomorrow morning. It's been some rain in the night to the tune of just over a half inch, 51/100ths of an inch. The barometer is steady at 29.93. And the winds, southeasterly around 3 miles per hour. Don't get used to it. It sounds like it's going to get quite windy, blustery a little bit later on today. Right now with cloudy skies, occasional rain, it is 43 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. More than 30 million Americans are on alert for severe weather this morning, many already hit by the weekend tornadoes. ABC's Lionel Moise.
Satellite images showing the before and after of widespread damage in northern St. Louis. Entire city blocks left in ruin and public outrage with sirens not going off in many areas.
There was a failure, a human failure, a failure in protocol to get the sirens up and running.
The mayor saying the fire department will now take the lead in sending those alerts.
President Trump is expected on Capitol Hill this morning to push Republicans to pass